from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 12 o'clock. I'm Rick Rickman. Topping our report this hour, New Jersey's Department of Environmental Protection is warning the city of Trenton that its waterworks is at an extremely high risk of systemic failure and could jeopardize the system. Trenton Waterworks also serves Ewing, Hamilton, Hopewell, and Lawrence townships. The state blames its findings on years of underfunding and mismanagement. Trenton Mayor Reed Gussioris says the state, which has been overseeing operations at the plant for 3 years, bears some of the blame. However, both the mayor and New Jersey agree that this water is safe to drink. Changes are coming for Social Security beneficiaries who receive paper checks.
The Social Security Administration announced that starting on September 30th, it would no longer issue paper checks. Now beneficiaries must opt to have their benefit payments delivered electronically by direct deposit, or if they don't have a bank account, receive their benefit payments on a prepaid debit card known as Direct Express. An agency spokesperson said the administration is proactively contacting beneficiaries to alert them about the change and noted that if a beneficiary has no other means to receive payment, they'll continue to send paper checks. I'm Matt Mattinson.
And New Jersey News brought to you by Trinity Rehab. Still having neck, back, shoulder, or leg pain? Let the physical therapists at Trinity Rehab help, with locations all over New Jersey and Pennsylvania, and same-day appointments with no prescription needed to get started. Check them out at trinity-rehab.com. New Jersey has reached the largest environmental settlement ever in the country's history. The $2 billion settlement with DuPont stems from PFAS, commonly referred to as forever chemicals, at sites in four different New Jersey counties. State Attorney General Matt Plotkin says $1.2 billion will be set aside for a remediation fund.
The defendants are now agreeing to, one, clean up the PFAS contamination on a continuing basis until all of the work is complete, and two, pay $875 million in natural resource damages to the state for the harm that was caused to our land and water.
The PFAS contamination sites are in Passaic, Middlesex, Gloucester, and Salem counties. DuPont says the settlement will resolve all pending environmental and other claims for legacy contamination at all four sites. The NFL's Saquon Barkley is turning down the president's offer to team up. The Eagle star has declined Trump's invitation to join the 30-member Council on Sports, Fitness, and Nutrition. The running back told the media on Monday he was shocked when requested, but couldn't commit due to time constraints. Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood and stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. Are we getting some sprinkles tonight? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 Inskin weather. Just to our south, there's a real soaker of a storm system, especially over the Carolinas. Multiple inches of rain falling. Now, that system may or may not take on tropical characteristics later this week. That system may also spit a few showers our way. At the very least, we're seeing increased cloud cover across New Jersey today. But it's not all bad news. We've got some peaks of sun and comfortably warm temperatures. Lower to mid-80s, cooler 70s at the shore this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a slight chance of a shower, especially the farther south you go. Lows in the mid-60s. We'll see more of the same tomorrow. Scattered clouds, maybe a sprinkle, highs lower 80s. And then Thursday, clearing to sunshine, a very nice day. Highs holding steady in the lower 80s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero.
Currently, Orange is 82 degrees, Hillsborough 81, Toms River 78. Weather brought to you by Acteon Networks. New Jersey 101.5 has named Acteon Networks our official surveillance company. We place the safety of our team members in the hands of the experts at Acteon. Visit protectedproperty.com today and you'll discover why. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.